Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ian Smith's had a good match here.
Stumped by Smithy.
Ian Smith really is top class at his job.
Yeah, that's right. It's time to grab your bat, pat up for one last time this week for Stumped by Smithy here on SNZ Mornings with Ian Smith. We're playing for a $100 TAB bonus bet after Smithy did stump someone yesterday. Smithy, I know you're feeling really good for the long weekend. We might get it up to 150, shall we?
Yeah, big race day though for a lot of people tomorrow. A lot of sports over the weekend. So if you are lucky enough to win the $100, you have got plenty of options to go to the TAB and try and convert it into a little bit more. But of course, as we always say, gamble responsibly. Who are the who's the first candidate this morning? First cab off the rank.
First cab off the ranks, Kevin from Cambridge. Come in, Matt.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, g'day, Kev. How's the Waikato?
Oh, a bit overcast, but yeah, not as wet as Auckland, that's for sure.
No, not as wet as Auckland, as we keep saying.
Wet enough, though.
Sympathies for those people that have been badly affected by that. Probably haven't got time to listen to the radio, but if you do, if you're in a car and you're trying to dig yourself out of some wet weather, we wish you all the best. Right, subjects for Kevin to peruse this morning.
Well, I haven't been outside since this show has started yet, Smithy, but I'm really hoping that there's at least not rain on the cards for the rest of the day because it's Food Truck Fridays in Auckland, and I'm looking forward to a bit of that. Kevin from Cambridge, your categories today are the FA Cup, Rugby Sevens, and the Wellington Phoenix.
Oh. Mm. Let's go to the Sevens,
yes.
Please.
The not football categories. All right. First question for you, Kevin. What team currently leads the men's draw of the World Rugby Sevens Series?
It'd be New Zealand.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Yep, that's right. New Zealand up the top with 85 points. South Africa second on 76. Smithy.
Yep, New Zealand are murdering it, aren't they? Absolutely fantastic at the moment. Both squads going exceedingly well. So, yep, that's question one out of the way. I'd have got that.
I know you would, mate. Yeah, you love to see it with Olympic qualification on the line as well. Second question for you, Kevin. Which Black Fern seven star holds the World Series record for all-time try scorer?
All time. Oh, well, have to go with Portia, wouldn't you?
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Yep, there's a Kiwi in second as well, Smithy. Can you guess who that is?
No, I can't. Yes, maybe I'll have a... no, I can't. Flula?
Michaela Blyde.
Michaela Blyde, what a... Try scoring machine. She is. I think she's pulled a hamstring or done a hamstring. But man, what a machine. Oh, would not have any chance of stopping her. She's an absolute try scoring machine.
I don't think a lot of people would.
We're gifted. Question, eh?
No, we won't. I'm just stupid. Kevin, we run the rules here. It's our game. We run the rules, Kevin. Okay. Logan, question
VAR,
three.
Mate, VAR.
Oh, no. Dirty words around here. VAR is banned. Last question for you. Who has played the most games for the New Zealand men on the World Rugby Sevens circuit?
And over all time?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh, choice. There's a few candidates. Is it the guy Dixon?
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
No, not. I think are you thinking of Sam Dixon?
Yeah, he seems to have been here for a while.
Yeah, no, it's not Sam. Smithy.
Right, I can only go to one guy here, and I think he's Phil's long-lost cousin, Tim Mickelson.
That's a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Oh, wow, Smithy. If that was a bail, I think you just destroyed it.
Oh, look, honestly, well, Tim Mickelson was the only, it was the first name that came to mind straight away. I mean, he's been there since the Ark, Tim Mickelson. Okay, he's had his injury issues and whatever, but Tim Mickelson has just, is, I mean, you look at Tim Mickelson and you just say sevens. You just say New Zealand sevens. So, Kev, I've got to say, I thought that was quite an easy question, but having said that, you didn't get it right.
What
which,
a jab.
Which means... The bad news is you lost. The good news is on Monday or Tuesday when you ring up, we'll be up to $150 here to stump Smithy at 11:30 in the morning. Kev, have a terrific long weekend, man. Thanks for taking part.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.